A study published today in the journal Nature suggests a new approach for treating Alzheimer's disease. That form of dementia afflicts 4 million Americans. The approach is unproven, but it highlights a rapidly growing field of medicine. NPR's Richard Harris reports researchers are developing a new generation of drugs that they hope will attack the root cause of Alzheimer's disease.
In the last decade, scientists have developed new drugs that treat the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. These slow the memory loss that is the hallmark of this disorder. Now researchers are turning their attention to drugs that could treat or possibly prevent the underlying abnormalities that trigger Alzheimer's. Leon Thal, a leading Alzheimer's researcher at the University of California, San Diego, says researchers are particularly interested in drugs that stop proteins called amyloids from clumping up in the brain. The idea is this buildup of amyloid is killing brain cells and causing the disease.
If that theory is correct, then preventing amyloid from forming, preventing its deposition, or enhancing its removal should have a positive effect on the disease process.
One strategy for attacking amyloid is reported in the journal Nature. Mark Pepys at the Royal Free and University College of Medicine in London is testing a drug that attacks a molecule called SAP. SAP sticks to amyloid and may contribute to its buildup in the brain.
Our drug, which was designed simply as an inhibitor of SAP sticking to the amyloid fibers, and which it does quite well, also turned out quite serendipitously to have a remarkable capacity to completely remove all the SAP from the blood.
And Pepys says after SAP is removed from the blood, the SAP that's already stuck to amyloid comes free too. Pepys hopes that when that's gone, the amyloid will fall apart as well. He's seen some signs of this in mice, and now he's testing it in people. The test subjects in this case have amyloid deposits throughout their bodies, so they don't have Alzheimer's disease per se, but something similar.
Whilst they've been on the drug, their clinical condition has remained encouragingly stable, and we have got some pointers that maybe the amyloid deposits are getting less, or at least that the organs that have been damaged by the amyloid are improving a bit in function, but it'll be a few months yet before we can be sure that the amyloid deposits are going away.
Pepys is about to test this experimental drug on a few Alzheimer's patients as well to see if it can get some effect in the brain. Even if he can get it to reduce amyloid in people's brains, Pepys cautions that amyloid's importance in Alzheimer's is still hypothetical, so there's no guarantee this approach will be effective against Alzheimer's disease.
It's not proven that the amyloid deposits in the brain are the direct cause of loss of brain cells and of the dementia.
But this medical experiment can help answer that question. Leon Thal in San Diego says this is just one of several attempts to attack amyloid. Other experimental treatments disable the enzymes that make amyloid, and some seek other ways to break down amyloid deposits. One approach tested last year was a vaccine, which triggered antibodies against amyloid. Thal says that test was stopped because the vaccine was making people sick.
So I think this is going to be a very interesting area, an area where there will be a lot of clinical trials. Some are going to work, some are not. And as always, when new ideas are developed, some will turn out to be unsafe.
But Thal is hopeful that in the next 4 years or so, researchers will have identified something that can safely dismantle or block the growth of amyloid in Alzheimer's, and by so doing, he hopes, put a damper on this increasingly common disease. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.